we're very pleased to be joined by Greg Boris. He is the president of PowerX Communications, director of the undergraduate sport management program, and full-time lecturer at Adelphi University, and spent, I believe, 19, 20 years as the Major League Baseball Players Association's director of communications. Greg, thank you. Sorry I got that title out. Thank you so much for joining joining us today.
Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, I know that I know you've been involved in, I mean, there's a lot of crisis stuff that goes on when you're in that position. And tell me what would have been going on last night with the trophy being awarded and, you know, players on the field and Justin Turner coming on. What would have been going through last night? Like, at some point, Tony and Rob, I don't think they'd ever co-write a book, but at some point it'd be interesting to know what the back and forth was like yesterday.
Well, as it plays out in real time, I don't know if anybody had much of a time to prepare for it. I don't know, having not been behind the scenes for this particular event, you don't know how it unfolded, right? We hear that Justin was removed from the game. We hear that after the game as a passing comment during the broadcast, and then he's on the field. So we don't know what's transpiring behind the scenes. So we don't know whether or not, I'm assuming that Justin probably wanted to go out there and somebody behind the scenes said, look, it's probably not a good idea. You tested positive. We need to keep you away from everybody. And he's probably, look, you got to, this is one of the World Series. I got to be out there. I don't know if there was enough time to then get enough other people in the loop and moving on getting in touch with Justin and whether or not the union had anybody on site that they could go to and say, look, you've got to implore the player to stay where he's going. This is moving rapidly, right? This is an emotional event. This is what they play their lives for, right, wrong, or indifferent. It just becomes a tsunami, so to speak, that just spins out of control. And, you know, having been in the team side of my life, you know, when these events happen at the team level, they take on a life of their own that's controlled chaos.
Right.
You know, you're just trying to keep.
You're with the Florida Panthers for people.
The margins.
Yeah, for people background. You're with the Florida Panthers as well for a while. So you know it from both sides.
Yeah. So I can't imagine using the Panther experience. You know, 1996, the Panthers, a 3-year-old franchise, went to the Stanley Cup Finals and we beat the Penguins in a game 7 in Pittsburgh. And I can't imagine as a PR person, if my job was to try to keep Brian Skrudlin, who had just tested positive for COVID, off the ice after celebrating that conference championship. I may have tried, but I probably wouldn't have been very successful.
Yeah, and I think, like Greg, I think most of us understand the kind of, you know, the human element in that, right? The emotional element. We understand, like, it's and, you know, stepping back even a half a step, it's reckless and it's stupid, but you get it, right?
Right.
You understand why he wants to be out there, and, you know, you understand what that moment would have meant to him as an athlete, and being part of that team, I guess. But let's roll back a little bit to some of the others, you know, before that, even though, and this is where, you know, baseball, getting this season on was a heck of a challenge, you know, understatement. You know, the players and the owners agreed to a set of protocols to deal with COVID. They canceled games during the season. Players were punished for breaking protocol by their teams, you know, run out of town. Essentially, they took this and then decided to bubble up during the postseason to make sure they got to the finish line. So last night, somebody gets a phone call. I'm assuming it's Rob Manfred or somebody in his circle, and says, "Hey, we've got a test that doesn't look quite right here from one of the players. It's inconclusive. We're going to retest him." That's in the second inning. Then the sixth inning, they get the positive test for Justin Turner and they yank him out of the game. But the game continues.
Right.
What would you imagine those discussions like? What would those discussions have been like with the pressures to keep the game going, you know, to keep the show going, and yet understanding that probably from a strict protocol point of view, they should have shut her down?
And again, not having been behind the scenes, I don't know what did or didn't happen. What could, if it was moving at that slow a pace, so to speak, where this stuff happened with enough time to kind of get people together to talk about it. And again, this stuff moves really fast. You know, you've been at these events and games and things are happening. Not like you can all of a sudden stop it. But if there was a time that these things were considered, in all likelihood, the player reps on both teams would have been part of that conversation with some union legal representation.
Yeah.
Not, although it's very different, not dissimilar from what happens during a big game. It could have been a rainstorm in a World Series.
Yeah,
right.
Get the reps together. Let's talk. What are our alternatives here? What are our options here? And so, collectively, again, don't know. Collectively, they could have all decided, look, we've been playing. We're comfortable. We've taken the risks. Everybody here, I've talked to my guys. We've talked to your guys. And they figure, let's just move forward and see what we can. Let's just get out of here. That's a possibility. But not knowing the facts is tough to speculate.
But I guess the counter to that would be, and again, number one, you can pause a game for if it rains. So you can pause a game to have a conversation about whether the game should continue. Happens, with weather. But the whole reason you agree to protocols is so that you take that decision out of that's not a player's decision or a manager's decision or an umpire's decision, right? That's the, in terms of COVID, that the protocol rules everything. And so you're not supposed to be able to just decide to go ahead with it.
Right. No, and I don't disagree with that. I agree. And I'm just saying from behind the scenes, if you're asking me what may have happened, yeah. I think momentum got the better of them and they realized that they've come this far and they may have talked to everybody involved and say, look, the alternative is, and I don't know the black and white of the protocols, but if we bring it down, we get to shut it down for 2 weeks. Do you want to do that? Or 10 days?
Yeah.
And maybe collectively the players said, look, we jointly agreed to this protocol, and we're now jointly going to agree that we're going to play these games.
Wow. Yeah. The fact is, the Major League Baseball's official statement on this is, not surprisingly, really heavily focused on Justin Turner. I'm wondering, could this have, baseball played the season after some really testy exchanges between the Players Association and Rob Manfred and ownership, mainly Rob Manfred. Mm-hmm. Now you got this. And essentially it sounds as if the commissioner's office is saying, look, the player violated the protocols that he, through his association, agreed to with us. Has this got a possibility of turning into another wedge issue between management and ownership here? Or is this one of those issues that we've seen happen in baseball where it's almost – people almost get together and go, look, this is something fundamental. It was like steroids, right? This is something fundamental. We got to deal with this because we're all going to look bad.
Yeah, I think at this point, hopefully the emphasis is on what's next, right? And I don't know what happened after. I don't know if they were required to quarantine in Dallas for 2 weeks or 10 days or a week. I don't know if they were allowed to, or who knew when Justin was on the field, how many people on the field, family members and teammates knew that he had tested positive. How many of them were out there because they wanted to be out there? So to think it's a wedge issue or it's an isolated pandemic-related crazy situation that got out of hand, I'm sure in hindsight everybody wishes they could go back in time perhaps and do it a little bit differently, but in real time you can't do that. But in terms of the issues or this contributing to or exacerbating issues or tensions between the sides, I don't think so. This is an isolated activity. I mean, the angst perhaps between the parties is probably only going to heighten as we try to get the next season in play if things don't change scientifically.
Right.
So this is going to be a moot point as far as the playing of the game is concerned. I think the big concern is the health and safety of all those people that were on that field, in addition to if whether or not these people who may have been infected and exposed to someone who was infected are allowed to go circulate into other communities.